This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, so I'm going to get to a Halloween confession that was pretty cool yesterday. But let's start with keeping it football related here. Okay, so the days of, I'll put it this way. I feel that if you're still out there saying something along the, and to be fair, we haven't seen any of this today, something along the lines of, guys, they have a two-game lead. Guys, they're 6-3. They're still going to win the division, guys.
Miss me with that.
Exactly.
Miss me with that.
You're delusional. The 6-3 right now, as you've said, I mean, you are what your record says you are. I think Bill Parcells said that a lot.
That's the one. It's
well.
Bill Parcells.
But,
I was like, it was one of them Cowboys.
But you paraphrase it, and you're not wrong. But in terms of what we're seeing, and you're still saying, hey, guys, they're 6-3. They got a division lead. That's a lie. Right? I mean, from what you're seeing, it feels like a lie.
The issue, and this is the issue that's been there, mm-hmm. when they were 6-2. And when they were playing early on and they were managing to get wins game, like these are the things that felt a little unsavory that I know for me personally, I'm not speaking for anyone else, that I felt a little uncomfortable, you know, highlighting too much just because, yeah, I get it, yeah. Right? Like they went and got the win. And especially, look, sports are so fickle that when you get a win, you want to be able to celebrate them and feel happy. So I did not want to be the dude coming through and urinating on people's parades, yeah. as they were enjoying a win. But these were the cracks, these were the fissures, these were the things that existed that were all going to then not make it so that in the future you could predict wins. And these are exactly the types of losses that happen when you constantly are not being able to protect, when you're constantly allowing these deep shots to go up that they're just not happening to not connect on. When,
but that kind of complacency
is
what got you here. So if you're that guy, just as you said, miss me with that, you're delusional.
Yeah. See, you went sports one, and then you're gonna get into a.
I got a really good one.
I was starting on sports, and I'll get into my sports one.
All right.
I think we've moved beyond the need for daylight saving time. This weekend, we are falling
back.
That's
been the conversation for 20 years,
and yet and still here we are, changing our clocks on a Sunday morning. At 2 a.m., except it's 1 a.m., except it's 2 a.m., except it's 1 a.m.
Yes.
Why are we still doing this? It can be dark in the morning for a little bit. Like, why are we still doing this?
It can be. And it is. It's the days are getting shorter.
Yeah, but it's like we also, in addition to it being dark in the morning, it'll also be dark at 4 p.m. What are we doing?
That's right.
Why are we doing this?
It gets dark, like, literally 4:35.
For who?
For, I don't know.
Hey, for what?
Hey, you're going to piss off all the farmers. They always brag about this.
No, farmers want daylight savings time. That's what it started for, right?
I don't even know how.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know
they
how
get
much.
They get shout out to all the farmers out there.
And
they get tipped off every time we had this conversation.
Farmers are the backbone of America.
Yeah.
Aren't they used to waking up at early hours? Also,
you guys don't know anything.
Doesn't this make the hours earlier? Right?
Yeah, you don't have to set your alarm any earlier.
Aren't the hours, like the hours in this period of time, it would be later, right?
Yeah.
That sunlight would hit a little bit later. So maybe you get to sleep in, farmers. I don't
exactly.
get it. The one thing about daylight saving time that I've always heard that actually makes sense is that you have better daylight when kids are going to school. So that, like, when buses and stuff and kids are out.
Air conditioning at schools. I've heard that. You know, the keep the prices down. And okay. But I'm with you.
I think we've moved past it.
Yes, we have.
Let's, as a society, progress forward.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Man, the game last night really disappointed me, man. Mm-hmm. I was just so disappointed because yesterday I didn't realize how many people were super excited for this game. Mm-hmm. So yesterday I went to go vote. And when I walked in, I got my ID. I'm like, hey, what's going on? How you doing? He's like, man, I'm ready for this Texans game, man. I can't wait, man.
Yeah, well.
It was a couple people, you know, just randomly like, man, I can't wait for the game tonight. It felt like I was in a small town and like a big college mm-hmm. team was playing that night where everybody the whole town shut down because the game was tonight. It had that type of feeling, mm-hmm. and for them to disappoint me like that, man, it didn't sit right with me.
I think,
man,
that's the national TV effect, too. Like, everybody would be like, the world's going to be watching us. Yeah, well, afterwards, you're like, damn, the world saw that.
But I think even more simply, there's no better small talk than a good team in the area.
Yeah.
Right? There's no better small talk, right? We don't have to try and find some common ground. You're in Houston. I'm in Houston. How about them Texans?
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's no better small talk. And I imagine that the small talk is not as fun today, or maybe it is. Maybe you're just like, man, that offensive line, right? And maybe we can all commiserate.
Now you're saying, how about those Texans?
Right. Maybe we can all commiserate over how embarrassing they were. But I feel like it's a lot better small talk when they're good.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I was just so disappointed. I'm like, man, they had the perfect opportunity to just, you know, blow the doors off of the Jets.
It's weird. You didn't want them to lose. But, boy, at least it's all bubbled over now, and you know, it can't stay the same anymore. That's how I'm justifying it.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so Halloween yesterday, trick-or-treaters, had a good run of trick-or-treaters at my house. It was a lot of fun. I poured a nice glass of wine, put the Texans game on outside, and started giving out the candy and all that stuff. But here's my confession. I wish you could buy stock in what a kid is going to end up being, whether they're going to be successful or not. Because let me tell you a quick story. This was, like, I would buy stock in these two kids today. So we did the whole trick.
You're going somewhere, kid.
Yeah, exactly. So we did the whole trick.
You're going to be a star.
We did the whole trick or treat thing, watching the game, and I had just a little, you know, TV out there, and wanted to get back inside. So we shut it down about 7:45, went back inside, 8:15. Gate was already closed. Now, I opened my gate during trick or treating when we were out there.
Yeah.
Had the lights on. I had the lights off, gate closed. Two kids, they were probably about 9 or 10 years old, walked through my gate.
We getting this candy.
Knocked on my door, and I said, well, I guess those are trick-or-treaters. So I turned on the light, got the candy, you know, got the thing. And I said, he goes, sorry we're late, but we're just going to every house. We figured we might as well try. So these two kids were like, don't ask, don't get.
Hey, that's a salesman right there.
I told my wife, I said, those two boys are going somewhere.
That boy about to be going door to door selling insurance.
Those two boys are going somewhere. And so I kind of asked him, I followed up. which, by the way, I just gave them the rest of the candy. We had like four big chocolate
bars. That's what I thought they were going for. It's real boomer bust, right? Some people are like, oh, sorry, we're out. But I imagine some people are like, let's get rid of these bags of candy that we got.
We don't need it.
I had four left, you know, and so I just gave them all of them. And so I kind of chatted with him for a second. And I said, so you're going to every house? He goes, well, yeah, why not? I'm like, I wish I could buy stock in these boys because they're going places.
Yeah, he might create something amazing that we might be using at this radio station.
Exactly.
Or they might be scammers. You never know. Happens.
Maybe I got scammed.
It could be. Yeah.
But whatever you do, be great in it, I guess.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, here's the frustration. I somehow, in the course of watching football games, and become getting a worse and worse understanding of what is a catch in the National Football League. Look, I understand rule of cool sometimes. And maybe if you just tell me that it was rule of cool, I bet. But that Garrett Wilson jump man one-handed touchdown catch in the back of the end zone where his knee clearly hits the white line, that's not a catch, right? Except it is.
But the shin hit first.
Because his shin hit first. And since when have we been able to differentiate the shin from the rest of the leg to the knee?
Yeah.
Right? How does that work?
Yeah.
One shin equals 2 feet?
Yeah. Nah, it's crazy because I think I seen somewhere like somebody literal butt hit the
one cheek
in.
Yeah, one cheek was 2 feet.
So it wasn't a catch.
Yeah.
Nah, like, what? One cheek equals 2 feet, but apparently a shin does. Mm-hmm. But if the knee hits out of bounds, like how does that
and
not
one foot does not.
Yeah, but how does the shin and knee not operate like the ball of the foot to the the heel of the foot to the ball of the foot?
You're asking me that?
If you take a step right. Now I'm just lashing out. I apologize. But if you take a step and the heel of your foot hits grass, but the ball of your foot or the toe of your foot hits the line,
sorry,
you are out.
Yeah.
However, you do the same thing with your foot where the shin of your foot hits grass, but then the knee or shin of
leg,
your foot.
Yeah.
Your shin of your leg hits grass, but your knee hits the line.
That's a catch, baby.
That's a catch. I don't understand any of this.
That's a catch, baby.
Or what about if 1 foot tapped the turf inside of the turf twice?
That's what we're doing. You can't do that. That's not a catch. You can hop for 5 times on one that foot and then go out the back of the end zone.
Oh, I hate this league so much.
Not a catch.
Sometimes that's one thing I hate about instant replay. Sometimes it get too technical where I'm just like, man, that was a badass catch, man.
Oh, no, he deserved it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just watching.
It was a dope-ass catch.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to give it to him, man.
He deserved it, but if you're following and even the replay official in the booth is like, oh, it looks like his shin hit. That means it could be a catch. I'm like, shin.
Since when?
I know.
I feel like we're just making it up. I feel like they're, in fact, you know what? I have now come to another conspiracy. I think they're doing this specifically to tee me off. Like, I think that they're just messing with my head because I don't understand it at all. I don't understand it one bit.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So I got two bones to pick with my old lady, man.
Uh-oh.
So one thing I hate that she does after a Texans loss,
mm-hmm.
she always come out of nowhere like, uh-oh, babe, who won the game?
Oh, she's like, one of those.
Yeah, I'm like, and mind you, she don't know anything about anything when it comes to sports.
Okay.
So, who won the game? I'm like, they lost. What was the score? I'm like, they lost by 3. How did CJ Stroud do? I'm like, why do you care? Like, what do that matter for you? Like, that don't mean anything. Oh, did they play good at least? I'm like, why is you so invested in the game?
All of a sudden,
I told you they lost.
She's just trying to be
turn to Sports Radio 610 if you want to know how they lost. Listen to the post game.
Let Sean and Clint let you know how they play.
I'm like, I'm not in the mood for all this.
He said, I'm off work right now.
Yeah, I'm like, she want to die. She want to have a post game show meeting about it.
I want a personal post-game show.
I'm like, you can't even name a position. And you sitting there wondering how everybody played.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, I kind of got a bone to pick. And look, there's probably nothing I could do about this. But today is November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And she already talking about putting the tree up, man.
Oh, no. Please no. Please don't.
Hey. And ain't nothing I can do about it, man.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Hey, she's all down for it.
Honestly, so she don't have no respect for food's birthday?
Yeah.
Nope.
That's crazy.
Nope, she do not. And honestly, if it was, the only reason it's not up already is because we just moved and we still trying to unpack and all that stuff. So we've been a little tied up, but
hide the tree.
Every store is already switching.
We didn't even put the tree up. Yeah, I mean, like, we brung all the Christmas decoration. We usually put it up. We ain't even put it
up. They're out.
Yeah, she already. She like, she's ready. We ain't got to put this in the attic because we gonna be putting this up in a minute.
It's about to happen.
So probably
staging.
Probably today or tomorrow, the tree will be up.
Oh, man. Please.
She is one of those.
I know. There's a lot of those. Now, the stores are all doing it, but that's understandable. You know, people buying stuff and all that.
Yeah, you extend that window of possibility when people spend that money.
Hey, they part of the problem, man.
That's
part of the problem.
Yeah,
281. Christmas starts after Thanksgiving. Give my gluttony holiday some damn respect. It's the best holiday of my... mini confession. Best holiday is food's birthday, a.k.a. Thanksgiving.
100%. I wouldn't call it the best, but you don't sleep on it.
No, nope, it is the... Well, you might sleep after a good three plates, but...
Tryptophan? What is it called? Tryptophan. Yeah.
The itis.
Yeah. I think it's tryptophan.
What you call it?
Tryptophan. That's the chemical in turkeys that makes you sleepy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the itis.
Okay.
You know what time it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, tryptophan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the itis.
See, you learn things, Figgy.
Yeah. I call it the itis.
That's right. That's right. Which, honestly, that's his real name. You going by his government name. We're not worried about all that. All right. Those are your lunchtime confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. After the Texans fall, 21-13 on Thursday Night Football, and I'm just staring deep into the eyes and the bleep-eating grin of Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee's show.
Don't turn to ESPN.
I don't want to hear a word coming out of his mouth.
He's just so smug.
I've never seen him that happy ever.
He's smug.
Hate it. All right. For a moment, let's move away from that game just to give us a little bit of distance before we come back and talk about that offense and what was not there. But we still got this weekend, which means we still got some college football if you're looking to get away from the NFL. And, of course, we got to get Lopez's headline for the weekend of college football. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.